This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. In his weekly address to worshipers in St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis offered prayers for those struggling around the world, including storm victims in the U.S. southern state of Mississippi, AP correspondent Sarah Naffa reports.
After the Angelus, the pontiff made sure to reiterate his message for peace in Ukraine, saying that only the change of hearts can open the road leading to peace. He also called for prayers for the martyrized Ukrainian people.
Continuiamo a pregare per il martoriato popolo ucraino.
Pope Francis then spoke about the victims of this weekend's devastating tornado in Mississippi, which has killed at least 25 people, injured dozens more, and reduced homes to piles of rubble.
Preghiamo anche per la popolazione dello stato del Mississippi colpite da un devastante tornado.
I'm Sarah Naffa.
Help is on the way for the people in the U.S. South who suffered damage and deaths from Friday's devastating tornado, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The town of Rolling Fork, Mississippi is one of those nearly wiped flat by the twister's devastation. Wanda Barfield says it was the hand of God.
I said, when you come, it ain't gonna be nothing nice.
She's grateful to be spared.
Our life is more important than anything else.
But found her sister-in-law dead when she went to check. The National Weather Service is estimating the damage was caused by an E4 tornado on the ground for about an hour. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday fired the country's defense minister a day after he broke ranks, citing security concerns and calling for a pause to the government's controversial judicial reforms. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The EU's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, said on Sunday that Brussels was ready to impose new sanctions on Belarus if Minsk were to host Russian nuclear weapons. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced Saturday his country would station tactical nuclear arms in Belarus. Putin said the deployment was similar to moves from the United States, which stores such weapons in bases across Belgium, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, and Turkey, an analogy Western allies called misleading. Former U.S. President Donald Trump used an election rally in Texas over the weekend to rail against prosecutors pursuing him with criminal investigations. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, says he paid $130,000 to the performer Stormy Daniels to buy her silence over what she says was a sexual affair with the Republican candidate. Cohen says he was reimbursed by Trump, who marked the hush money payment as legal fees. Legal experts say Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg may believe that falsified business record was an attempt to conceal a campaign law violation. Trump denies the affair, maintains his innocence, and says the probe is a partisan witch hunt.
Is something straight out of the Stalinist Russian horror show?
A grand jury in New York could vote on criminal charges against Trump this week.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. The Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives says lawmakers are moving forward with the bill concerning the app TikTok. Steve Karras reports.
The Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy, said on Sunday that lawmakers will move forward with legislation to address national security worries about TikTok, alleging China's government has had access to the video app's user data. In the United States, there are growing calls to ban TikTok, which is owned by China-based company ByteDance. Two ByteDance employees in China were fired for accessing the personal data of two journalists. Steve Karras, VOA News, Washington.
Officials told so-called fire tourists to keep away from blazes raging in eastern Spain on Sunday, saying onlookers were putting themselves at risk and disrupting efforts to quell the flames. More than 500 firefighters backed by 20 planes and helicopters were battling the fire 4 days after it broke out in the Valencia region, emergency services said. Police had spotted cyclists near the scene trying to get a closer look, according to the Interior Affairs Minister in the Valencia region. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.